You're listening to Amud V'Chazaru with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin, Daf, Mem, Ches, Amud Beis. We're going to start at the bottom of Mem, Ches, Amud Aleph. We're writing two dots, four lines from the bottom. Mem, Ches, what do you think the siman is? Yeah, so it's going to be related. What do you think? It's related to Moach. Right, so Moach is a brain, so over here it's going to be brainiacs that are, you know, something along the lines of, in the genre of, like, you know, nerds that are very interested in trivial details of random things. And the first point is the defining Dalet Amos for someone who does not have a tchum. We had three ways to understand a Dalet Amos. A person has Dalet Amos, what does that mean? So it could be that he has Dalet Amos to his right and Dalet Amos to his left. So essentially, 8 square Amos. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. We had Rabbi Eliezer, and then Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's 4 square Amos, but they also are divided on whether Rabbi Yehuda says you can pick at which point of the 4 Amos you are in. So you could be at the far end, at the right side of the 4 Amos, and you have 4 Amos to your left, or 4 Amos to your right, or 4 Amos to the front or the back. You could also decide that you're in the middle. However, wherever you want the centerpiece of your Dalet Amos to be, that can be it. But ultimately, you only have 4 square Amos. So if you pick the right side, Rabbi Yehuda says, you cannot retract and say, oh, I changed my mind, I'm doing it to this side. And Rabbi Eliezer is much more strict. He says, no, you only have 4 square Amos, and you're automatically in the middle. So you have 2 Amos to your right, 2 Amos to your left, 2 Amos to the front, 2 Amos to the back. These are the three opinions. So defining the Dalet Amos for one who doesn't have a tchum. The second point is the source or the concept of a person's space of Dalet Amos. I mean, this is a principle we have throughout Shas. The concept of a person's personal space is Dalet Amos. Where do we get that from? So the Gemara on Mem Ches Amud Aleph learns it from a pasuk, and that's what I posted in the group from last week's parsha. Shvu ish tach tov. It says a person should not go out, we're talking about regarding the man, and a person should stay in his space, tachtov, under him, a person in his place, under him. So it's a machlokas of Yehuda and Rav Meir, how we understand, how exactly to understand this, but basically a person's body is on average around 3 Amos, right? Somewhere between 5.5 to 6 feet is the average man's size. So we have about 3 Amos there. And then the question is, how do they figure out the 4th Amma, whether the 4th Amma is a person stretching his arms up, and that's the 4th Amma, or a person, or there's like a little bit of space from under his feet and a little bit of space over his head, and where just for him to reach down, take his feet and something from under his feet and put it under his head, whatever it is, but and it, which is a very, very close. There's only a small, margin of difference between those two opinions. But basically, a person's space with a little bit of space to move is 4 Amos. I was talking a person lying down covers about 4 Amos of space. So this source of the concept of Dalet Amos. So again, the first two points are how to define the Dalet Amos that someone has when he's Kodesh Risa in his own place. It doesn't have the 2,000 Amos. How to define it? Is it really eight square Amos, or is it 4 square Amos? And even if it's 4 square Amos, can you decide at any point, or are you automatically in the middle of it? Those three opinions. And the next point is the source of the concept of Dalet Amos, which is learned from Shvu Ish Tachtov, and that is teaching us that a person lying down and stretching a little bit has 4 Amos of space. The third point is going to be basically our whole discussion for tonight's Amud. So, didn't get me back on the screen there. Okay. So the two dots, v'shtayim achitonis v'chulei, and the two outer ones. So this takes us back to our Mishnah back on Mem Hei Amud Beis, right? Start at the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Aleph at the bottom, and then went to Mem Hei Amud Beis. We're talking about a person, a few people who are standing a couple of Amos away from each other. So you have three people, and two of their, right? Reuven is next to Shimon, and Shimon's next to Levi, but Levi and Reuven are not next to each other. They're standing, and they each have their own 4 Amos space, but some of them overlap. So Reuven and Shimon overlap, Shimon and Levi overlap. Are they allowed to? And let's say they're sitting and they're having a meal together. So Shimon can enter into both of their domains, and they can enter into his, but they can't. Shimon and Reuven and Levi can't enter into each other's. And then Rabbi Shimon comments in this Mishnah, says this is very similar to having three chatzeros all side to side, and then the two outer ones make an eruv with the inner one, but not with each other. And the middle one, the guy in the middle, is allowed to use both. And they're both allowed to use this, but let's say we'll call them Reuven, Shimon, and Levi again. Reuven and Levi cannot use each other's space. And Rabbi Shimon says, "Ah, see, this is very similar." Additionally, so previously in the Gemara, the last thing we ended with Thursday night was asking what's Pshat and Rabbi Shimon bringing this mussel. What's the purpose of that? So Rabbi Shimon actually brings that, right? Like, yeah, so we're talking about three people that have Dalet Amos of space, and they're kind of their tchum is entering into each other's tchum. And he says, "Oh, this is like chaseros. Why does he have to do that?" So the answer is that he's trying to, as the Gemara established Thursday night, he's trying to bring a proof because the Chacham don't agree with him in the case of the chaseros. So he's saying, hey, isn't the Chatzeros case basically the same as this? And they argue, no. Even though we agree in that case, when we're talking about three individuals that you know, they can use the space, but Reuven and Levi can't share each other's space, but at least they can share with the middle, and the middle guy can share with them. So over there, it's okay, say the Rabbanan, because there's just a couple of people there, and they can remind each other clearly the halachas. Once you talk about chatzeros, now you have a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of family members in each one. There are multiple houses in it, and now you're creating a whole problem. Like, you know, I can trust a couple of people to warn each other, but once we're talking about, like, you know, full families and this and that, then that's more reason for concern. So the Chachamim, not included in the Mishnah, but as the Gemara explains, they argue with Rabbi Shimon. They say, Rabbi Shimon, no, I don't like your, I know what you're trying to do. We agree in the case of that the Mishnah brought of the three people, but we disagree in the case of the Chatzeros. And you wanted to say they're comparable, but we're saying it's not, they're not comparable, because over there, in the case of the three people, it's just a few people. Over here, we're talking about many people. And then, right, Rabbanan, Hossam Av Shediurin, there's a lot of people going in. Hachalov Shediurin, there's not a lot of people, and therefore, we will be machalek between the case of the Mishnah and what you try to compare it to, which is the case that we argue in. And now we're going to continue in this discussion. So, va'amai. Hold on. Why would that be? Kevin de arvi lehu chitzonos v'hadayim tzais. So the question is, why are Reuven and Levi? Again, Reuven and Levi, well, let's call it Chatzer Reuven and Chatzer Levi, right? We're not talking about the three people. We're talking about the three houses, and it's in a linear way. So Shimon's Chatzer is in between Reuven's and Levi's. So we say that Rabbi Shimon is Mekel, more Mekel than the Chachamim. He says, of course, Reuven and Levi can't share, but at least they can share with Shimon. But the Menachem is saying, hold on, why can't Reuven and Levi also share? Let's see, right? Isn't this all one? Like, Reuven and Shimon, they made an Erev together. Therefore, they are united. They are one. So when Shimon, let's see, when Shimon makes an Erev with Levi, so Shimon is not himself, right? You know, he's eating for two. He's making an Erev for two. Right, he's saying Reuven and I are one, and right, or it really should be the other way, because Shimon and Levi achim. Reuven and Shimon are one here, and now Shimon is making an heir with Levi, so it should be one big happy family. Why shouldn't Reuven and Levi be able to join into each other? So the Gemara says, okay, so. So Amar Rav Yehuda, so we're gonna have two answers to this. Amar Rav Yehuda, kigon shenosna emtsais eruva bazu veeruva bazu. Well, the answer is that Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda says that Shimon, he made two eruvin, but one eruv is put in Reuven's house, the other is put in Levi's house. So the space that's considered the shared space is primarily Reuven's house and primarily Levi's house and not Shimon's house. So Shimon's house is in a sense not included, and therefore Reuven and Levi have no shaykhus to each other. If they would both have their food in the same spot, then you could say Reuven and Levi are united. But over here, they did make an Erev with each other, and their food isn't even in the same spot, so Shimon wouldn't combine the two ends. Right, just because Reuven and Shimon are friends and Shimon and Levi are friends doesn't mean Reuven and Levi are automatically friends. This Erev doesn't count. Now, Rav Sheshes says, Afilu teima shenasnu eruv in beim tzais. You know what? Even if they did put it, let's say they both put the eruv in the same chatzer, kigon shenasnuhu b'shnei batim, but it's in two different houses. It's in the same chatzer, but two different houses within that chatzer, and even so, the eruv wouldn't take effect. But this answer is not so pasha, because we're going to see kiman, who's that in accordance with? Beit Shammai, that seems to be the shita of Beit Shammai. Now we know right away if it's going to be if that only works within the shita of Beit Shammai. These are Amorayim talking, Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. We're talking about like halacha lemaisa. Beit Shammai in Omishnei, right? That Beit Shammai is not going to be relevant. So if Rav Sheshes' answer is going to be limited to be understood within the shita of Beit Shammai, then it's not a good answer. So let's see why the Gemara assumes Kiman, whom is this in accordance with? It's Beis Shammai, Kibeis Shammai, Detanya, because we learned Chamisha Shagavu Es Eruvin. Five people collect Eruvin Vesnu B'Shnei Kelim, and they put it, right? So there's five people in this Chatzer. Rashi says five people living in the Chatzer Achas. The Gavu Kumeachad Echad Eruv Lahatir Es Chatzerin. It's chatzeron to matu their chutzer lahotzi mebatein lachutzer. So everyone wants to do it, and they put it b'shnei kelim. And Rashi says v'bayis echad. So right, you have five portions of food or whatever it is, and it's put into two separate bowls in one house. So it should be fine, right? So Beis Shammai omrim ein eruvan eruv. No, right? Maybe he says, listen, the word eruv means mixed. So over here, you don't even have it together. They're two separate bowls. That's not mixed. I mean, I don't know if that's exactly the reason, but it could be. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Eruvan Eruv. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's a good Eruv. So you're telling me, Rav Sheshes, that you know what the problem is? The both pieces of food are in both Eruvin are in the same chatzer, but they're in different houses. Like, that sounds like a Beis Shammai problem. They're different in houses, right? Beis Shammai says, if it's in two different kelim, that's a problem. But Beis Hillel would seem to be okay with that. So it sounds like it's only problematic for Beis Shammai. Gemara says, no, the field table Beis Hillel. No, you can even say it's Beis Hillel. Ad kan lo kamer Beis Hillel hasam el b'shnei kelim. Beis Hillel, let's assume we work with what we suggested that, like, they have to be together, right? So in order to be an Eruv, it has to be together. So Beis Hillel says, if it's in two bowls on one table, that's together. Even if it's one's in the living room, one's in the dining room, it's in the same house, that's together. But once I get to two houses, then Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai. And this would render Rav Sheshes' answer a good answer. Right, Ad kan lo kamri Beis Hillel hasam el b'shnei kelim. Beis Hillel is only so lenient and says, they're still together. It's fine. It's still an eruv. Only when it's two kelim, b'bayis echad. Aval b'shnei batim, lo. Maybe Beis Hillel would say not. So don't tell me, oh, this is a Beis Shammai problem. No, this could be a Beis Hillel and a Beis Shammai problem, and therefore it is a good answer. Why is it that Reuven and Levi can't join together, are not automatically joined together, isn't the Chada? So it could be like Rabbi Yehuda said, because, well, the two Reuven are in Reuven and Levi's Chatzer, so Reuven and Levi are not sharing anything. There's no Eruv joining them if it was both in the same Chatzer. Okay. And Rav Sheshes says, no, even more than that, even if they were in the same Chatzer, but if they're in different houses, even Beis Hillel would agree that that's so far apart from each other that you can't call that an Eruv. Okay. So Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avya said to Rav Ashi, "L'Rav Yehuda kasha, l'Rav Sheshes kasha." There, I have a problem with Rav Yehuda shita, and I have a problem with Rav Sheshes shita. Kasha, Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. Why? The Amar Kegon Shenosna Emtzayis Eruva Bazu VeRuva Bazu. For so that he says, for example, if he placed the Shenosna Emtzayis Eruva Bazu VeRuva Bazu. So that's what he said, right? He said that what's the case over here that Reuven and Levi cannot are not joined together because the one Eruv is in Reuven's house and one is in Levi's house. Again, the assumption before Rav Yehuda was, oh, they're both in Shimon's house. Shimon is holding to the two Eruvin. But now he's saying no, or not even house, chatzer, but it's the same idea, that they're in different places. But he says, v'kevan de Eruv emtsayis b'hadei chitzona havilei chada. But once, so this is really, I probably didn't explain it so clearly at first. I was a little bit incorporating this, meaning when I was explaining the bottom of the previous amud. But this is really what it is. That once the middle one is mixed with the outer one, meaning once Reuven and Shimon join, then they are one. And says by Nichitzona, Havilechada. V'chi hadra v'arva b'hade idach. And then when he goes back, when Shimon goes back, and is makes an error with Levi, shlichusa avda. He's a shlich. He does a shlichus, and Shimon is essentially joining Reuven and Levi together. So really, they are one. I think I don't think I differentiated well enough when we did the case at the bottom of Menchas of an Aleph. The assumption over there, Rashi is clear. The assumption over there is that first we think the Havamina, the Shimon both Eruvin are in Shimon's house, and then Rav Yehuda's and then so of course they should be joined. And Rav Yehuda's chiddush is no, both Eruvin are not in Shimon's house. One's in Reuven's and one's in Levi's, so they don't join. But now the Gemara is saying, Rav Acha is saying, even so, it should be a problem because as soon as Reuven and Shimon join forces, so now when Shimon joins forces with Levi, he is Reuven with him, and he's doing a shlichus on behalf of Reuven, joining forces together. So, even if the Reuven are in different houses, it should not make a difference. They should all be united. And that's my problem, says Rav Acha, Rav Avia, with Rav Yehuda. Well, Rav Sheishes Kasha. This should be like the case of five people dwelling in one chatzer. And one guy, there's always that one guy, forgets to make the Erev, ruins it for everyone. And he ushers everybody. Right? If you have a bunch of people, let's say five people in one chatzer, and this Shlomazel over here, in fifth grade he was always Shmerel. Or it was often Shmerel, right? Beryl's brother Shmerel, if I remember correctly. So, Shmerel forgets to do the Erev. So now none of them are able to because there's different reshuyos in this chatzer. You need the chatzer to be considered one reshus for everybody. And over here now we have two reshuyos. We have the four member unit. And then we have Shmerel. So you have two reshuyos here. You can't use the chatzer. So hold on. Why isn't our case the same? Because what you're saying now, let's think. We said that Reuven and Shimon are allowed to use each other's, and Shimon and Levi. But why? Think about Shimon's space right now. Shimon's space has two reshuyos. There's two different reshuyos in Shimon's chatzer because there's the Reuven Shimon team and the Shimon Levi team. So there's two different reshuyos. Right, we can take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi is Rav Sheshes Kasha. Kevin did nusnu shtem eruvin bem tzoyes a eruv mevi diurein lesocha. That once they place the two eruvin in the middle, the kevin did nusnu shtem eruvin bem tzoyes ha eruv mevi diurein lesocha. So the eruv brings in residents into it, meaning that Reuven now halakhically is a resident of Shimon's chatzer, because of the Eruv. So Reuven lives in Shimon's chatzer, and now Reuven and Levi, so since it's Reuven and Shimon's chatzer, so now Levi can't enter this, because so really you shouldn't be able to use middle, right? And so it's as if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all living in the middle one. And since the Eruv is put into two houses, Nimsa shelo irvu shtayim achitzonos zuim zu. So they didn't really join together. It's like five people who dwell in one chatzar v'shachar hechad mehen v'al irvim kulan yachad. So the whole entire chatzar, the middle chatzar, should be asur. V'afilu irvim echad mehen d'hagabe chamisha, right? Like the four of the five guys say, hey, wait, hold on. We joined together, but it doesn't make a difference. D'chatzar achas, so tanya le'el, l'beis hel, d'mishnei kelim, who have a irv, abashnei batim, lo, that the middle one itself, tisaser, should be aser b'dida shechulan osur aleha, because everyone's aser in it because it's two rishuyos here. So it's a problem according to Rishashas as well. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says to him, lo the Rav Yehuda kashiv, lo the Rav Sheshes kashiv. Have a response to both. It's a little bit hard here because you have to go back and forth to different things. So, Rav Yehuda lo kasha. That which you asked on Rav Yehuda is not a kasha. What are they asking? Rav Yehuda, that Reuven and Levi should be automatically joined, because once Reuven and Shimon join, they are one unit, and then that unit joins with Levi, so Reuven and Levi should be automatically joined. Why are they not? Lo kasha. Kevin de Irva lo amtsois b'ha dechitzona. That one, since Reuven made a Erev with the middle one, with Shimon. Vishtaim chitzonos, bahadeh dadi lo ervu. But Reuven and Levi did not join. Galia date, it reveals their intentions. Debahai nichale, debaha nichale, ubaha lo nichale. That by Reuven making an Erev with Shimon and not making it with Levi, it reveals that he wants to make an Erev with Shimon and does not want to make it with the Levi. So since he revealed that since his intentions, so how can Shimon come along and make a deal, be a shliach on behalf of Reuven without Reuven's das? If Reuven said, if I wanted to be friends and join in and make an Erev with Levi, I would have done it. And the fact that I didn't, I mean, or at least this assumption, it could be really he does, but by not doing that, our halachic assumption is he does not want to, and if he does not want to, then Shimon cannot make the shlichus on his behalf and make the erev on his behalf. That's not a problem. Rav Sheshes lo kasha. According to Rav Sheshes, it's also not a kasha. Right, so what do we ask on Rav Sheshes? Just that it sounds like it's the case. Really, the middle one should also be Aser because there's multiple Rishuyos going on in here. So, lo kasha. Im amru diurin lahakel. If the Chacham say that there's diurin lahakel, that we consider people to be residents together in a chatzer to create a kula, yomer diurin lahachmir? Are we going to make this a chumrah? Meaning as follows. The chiddush of the halachic mechanism of Eruv Chatzeros is that really it's something that's mutter midiraisa. There's an Isra Darabanan of joining this space. So the Rabbanan created a kula that they can join by putting food together in one space, and they're all simultaneously the owners of the Chatzer. They're one unit and they can all use the space. So what it does is it creates diurin residents in a chatzer, even if they're not really there. So let's say you have two chatzeros, so they're being joined together by we say, oh, Reuven really lives in all three chatzeros. That's assuming they would all join. But that can only be done for a kula. The Rabbanan created this as a kula, not as a chumrah. Because over here, if you're going to transplant residents into the chatzer, so now, like, oh, look, so Reuven is really a resident of Shimon's chatzer, and that's a problem because he and Levi are different Rishuyos, so we're not going to do that. The whole mechanism of Eruv Chatzeros is to create a kula that we make it as if halakhically there's a new resident in this space that's not usually there, so that's coming to be a kula. They're not going to, they didn't make that a chumra. Oh, you see, he lives there, it's different Rishuyos. No, it's not going to do that. So therefore, it's not a problem to Rav Sheisha. It's lokasha in so imram diurin lahakel yom diurin lahakmir. No. Okay, we'll do a little bit more. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Zudiv Rav Shimon, Aval Chacham Momrim, Rishus Achas, Mishameshes L'Shtei Rishuyos, Aval Shtei Rishuyos, Mishameshes Rishus Achas. Right, so Rav Shimon was, we didn't mention in the Mishnah that there was anyone who disagrees with him, but then we did mention at the bottom of the previous Amma that the Chacham do disagree with him. So they disagree, and they say, Rishus Achas Mishameshes L'Shtei Rishuyos. One rishus, one domain, can be used for two domains, but two domains cannot be used for one. Meaning, Rashi elaborates over here. Kalim sheshavsu bichitzonos mutaros beemtzais. Reuven and Levi's kalim, so those are mutter in the middle one. Tahachitzonos lo irvu. Because the outer ones didn't mix, ela imzu, except with this one. The Rishus Acheres Moshe Chasan Letzad Acher. So they're allowed to use the middle space. But the Ein Beis Rishus Mesham Shos Rishus Achas is that Shimon can't use their two spaces. The Kevan to Shtei Tzonos is Rashi Lo Irvu Yachad Lasos Rishus Achas. That since the two outer ones, Reuven's and Levi's space, did not make an Erev to join as one Rishus. El Rishus Chalukos Hain, they're two separate domains. The Ein Koach Bem Tzoyis Li Yishtamesh, Lo Bezu V'Lo Bezu. And so the middle one doesn't have the Koach to be used, doesn't have the ability to be used, not for this one, not for this one. Dezu Moshe Chaschalakan, Bezu Moshe Chaschalakan. Because this one is drawn this way, and this one is drawn this way. Bishnei Diyurin Lo Yayavinan La. We cannot call this middle one two Rishuyos, so really, v'dam yakilu hi mahachatzar chitzona shlo irva b'hadi idach chitzona vosarta. So basically, what's going to happen is that Shimon, unlike Rabbi Shimon, who says that Shimon can use Reuven and Levi's space, and Levi and Reuven can use Shimon's space, but Reuven and Levi can't use each other's space. The Chachamim say over here that. That the outer ones can use Shimon's space because they have each joined, and from his perspective, he's only joined with one. But Shimon, he's torn. From his perspective, his chatzer is not this one and not that one. It's like torn into two places. So Shimon actually cannot use. Well, so Shimon, he could use his own space, but he can't use either of theirs. And so that's one way to understand this machlokas. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds, and Rabbi and the Chachamim are strict against Shimon using those two spaces. And then I'll read this next line, but you're probably going to have to do it again. Kim risa kamei de Shmuel, but when this was stated in front of Shmuel, Amrali, he said to me, af zu divrei Rabbi Shimon. No, this strict opinion of the Chachamim that we just attribute to Chachamim is actually the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, of the Chachamim omrim, shlosh dan asuros. And the Chachamim are actually much more machmir. They say all three are going to be usher. And so, but I'll leave that for the Rav to do tomorrow. And just quickly the Brainiacs case, I'll put it in writing. But the third point is just these three chatzeros and the two outer chatzeros, Reuven and Levi, and how they joined with Shimon. So anyway, the Brainiacs were having a field day calculating how many ways they could walk in Dalet Amos Square, and they were lying down to get the exact measurements, annoying the residents in the middle chatzer that made an error with the two others. So we had the Brainiacs. Are like, oh, that's, oh, this is so exciting. Well, you can do four amos, you can do four square amos, eight square amos, four square amos in the middle. And they say, oh, let's lie down and practice. So they're like lying down, measuring it out, which reminds us of the drasha and the word tachtov, and understanding four amos is based on a person's space. And you see the Reuven and Levi looking into the middle chatzer, and it's like, these guys are really driving us crazy. Okay, we'll get that in writing, we'll just put it in the group, and everyone be safe.